Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. But I had this change of heart. I was like, okay, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to allow myself to be more vulnerable, to be more open. And then once again, people started taking advantage of that. Now, the thing about that is when you go from being somebody who was very open and kind and soft and all of that, and then you get hurt and betrayed and you decide to close up and be nonchalant and cold-hearted purely for self-preservation, right? To protect yourself, not necessarily with the intent of hurting people, but unintentionally you do that. But when you go from nice to nonchalant and then you decide to be nice again and then somebody tests you, it's like, it's very tempting to say, okay, let me revert. Let me revert. Let me be this cold person I used to be, because clearly you think I'm the one and I'm not, right? Whatever that might mean to you. But it's very tempting to revert. It's very tempting to throw away all the work on yourself that you have done. But I'm here to tell you, do not do that. Do not do that. Because believe me, I know it's very hard to stay there after you decided to be vulnerable again or to allow yourself to, you know, be more open with people. When previously you were not, for good reason, quote unquote, right? It's very easy to be tempted to close up again. It's very easy because it's like, here I am, being a child of God, working on myself, being nice to people. And then people come in and they feel like they can take advantage of your kindness. Or like, especially when you open up and you share, not necessarily oversharing, but you know, you open up, you share something, and then people try to use that against you, or people treat you like you're stupid because you decided to be kind, but they don't know what you just, they don't know what you just delivered yourself from. Trust me, it can be hard. And it's very easy to feel like, I regret opening up to this person. I regret letting you in. I regret telling you certain things about myself. It's very easy to feel that. But first and foremost, I want you to forgive yourself, okay? Because we're always the hardest on ourselves. We always judge ourselves the most. Like, okay, you might talk, you might say all the things you have to say about that person, okay? But there will be part of you that blames yourself for it and tries to convince you that you should go back to being closed up. But the reason we do that is because we tend to blame ourselves for these things. Now, I'm all for accountability, but I'm also all for forgiveness, because we do make mistakes and most times you learn from your mistakes, right? So it's okay to make mistakes. You just have to learn from it and do better. And we're getting to the lesson in a second. But I need you to forgive yourself if you're at that point, or if you've had a situation like that recently, or maybe not recently, but you haven't noticed that you haven't forgiven yourself. Because when you don't forgive yourself, again, in my experience, I've done this before, when you don't forgive yourself, you hold like resentment towards yourself and you tend to take it out on yourself and saying, I should have known better. And that makes you even colder. That makes you regret opening up. That makes you want to shut down and shut people out, because you feel like, I should have been smarter than this. Like, I know better. So why didn't I do better, right? That's how that resentment comes out, in you judging yourself and you acting like you have to be perfect all the time, or like you let yourself down. Like, it's okay to make mistakes. Now you know better, you have to forgive yourself, and we have to move on, okay? But don't hold that resentment against yourself, because take it from me, I'm telling you personally, when I was in my era of telling myself I know better, so I should have done better, I held a lot of resentment against myself, and it made me a very cold person, because I felt like in order to protect myself and not be stupid, in order to be smart, then I had to shut everybody out so nobody had the opportunity to betray me again. And again, that's not worth it, because now we're back full circle, because that's how I felt isolated from everybody. You see what I'm saying? You see how this all connects? You see how it all connects? That's what I'm trying to get you to realize. It's not worth it, okay? And we just talked about ego in a recent episode. I will link it in the description. So we're not going to let our ego get the best of us either and try to get people back, okay? Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.